I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday. It's Friday, which means almost weekend. It's the end of the week. It's a great day to celebrate. Even if you feel like you have nothing to celebrate, having a little moment just for yourself today in a sacred way, to me, feels like a celebration every day. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into for our feel good practice today. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is the Yoga Girl podcast. So of course, we return to the practice of yoga a ton on this show. Today, I want to share with you just a really particular sequence that we come back to all the time in yoga asana. Surya Namaskar A, or Sun Salutation A. And I'm sharing this with you today as a feel-good practice because this sequence, it's such a staple in the practice, something we return to so often for a reason. So if you've never practiced yoga before, if you listen to this podcast for every other reason than yoga, then this sequence actually is a really cool way to be introduced to the yoga practice. So if you've never done yoga before, you're going to Google or search for this today so that you can follow this sequence at some point today. Maybe you practice every day, maybe you've been practicing for years, then for sure you know what a sun salutation is. So a sun salutation has so many different components of poses that are really great for the body. So all in all, it's actually a very well-rounded sequence. We have some extension and elongation in there. There's forward folds in there. There's core strengthening in there. There's heart opening in there. There's that yummy moment in the downward facing dog. There's transitions. You can choose to jump if you really want to get your heart rate up. You can choose to walk or step if you want to slow things down. And the beauty of the sequence is you can modify in 1,000 different ways. So it really is a sequence everyone can do, right? Everyone can do this sequence. It's just going to look a little bit different for each of us. So for our feel-good practice today, I want you to come to your yoga mat and do 10 sun salutations. 10. So depending on how fast you're going to move, if you're kind of fairly dynamic practitioner, you know the sequence, then yes, this is something you can do really, really quickly. But I say today, how about we come to our mat with the intention to do 10 sun salutations today at our own pace, right? Totally at our own pace. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about today, but you feel a little bit intrigued, then just Google sun salutation A, and you're going to find a bunch of different videos on YouTube that you can watch. You're going to find little pictures and little things that you can look at on Google. You'll find full breakdowns and explanations there. You can also go to yogagirl.com. We have complete how-tos on yogagirl.com if you like. But to practice 10 today, and sometimes, especially if you're feeling a little bit sluggish or if you're not very motivated in your practice right now, coming to the mat with the intention to do 10 sun salutations is a really great thing to do because you have that clear beginning and end of your practice. And 10, it's for me, it's a lot. It's a lot of sun salutations, but it's enough to really get your heart rate up. If you're moving super slowly, then it's enough time to begin really, really, really gently, right? We can modify each pose. We can choose to find child's pose instead of downward dog if we like. We can drop our knees in every single plank pose. We don't have to do chaturanga. We can drop our knees and come to the floor. Opt for cobra instead of upward facing dog. You know, bend your knees a ton. You can modify in so many different ways, and it's not a race. Right? So the practice can be this very slow, anchored, mindful thing, just that arrival of you aligning your breath with your body in movement. So it becomes meditation in movement versus a bunch of things we're doing with our bodies, right? So it's this very sacred moment for you to have with yourself at the end of the day or middle of the day or whenever you can today and this weekend. So 10 cycles of Surya Namaskar A. Traditionally, we practice this in the morning, but any time of day, it's a really great thing to come back to. You're going to feel good in the body. And if you have anything particular going on where you just need a little more awareness throughout the weekend, you're going to feel that in the sequence, right? If you have tightness somewhere, soreness somewhere, pain somewhere, tiredness somewhere, just get really present with what's moving in your body so you can spend the weekend meeting your own needs. I am excited to go and practice these 10 sun salutations right now. We have a 7-day full immersion going on yogagirl.com. You can start at any time. It's a 7-day retreat where we practice yoga twice a day, self-care practices all throughout the day, some amazing meditations. If you're looking to really find some motivation or to really transform your life and your well-being right now, that's a really great place to begin too. So just look us up at yogagirl.com. Now, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Take care of your body, of your heart, of your soul, and I'll see you on Monday.